So, did you know that our intern Kat is taking over Instagram? Is it the NPR music account that you're taking over? What are you doing here?
Some of the other music interns and I are going to take over the NPR Music Instagram to show people what it'd be like to be an intern here, especially because the new applications for the fall season are coming up. So we have a bunch of fun little things planned.
You were saying that you're making a plus and minus column for
T-graph. It's called a T-graph.
A T-graph for me and for Robin.
Yeah, so if you've ever read the Clickhole article, Let's Rank the Religions, Clickhole is a satirical news site that's an offshoot of The Onion. I thought it'd be funny to do Let's Rank all the NPR music staff, and so I came up with a mental ranking of all of the people in our office. So if you see me staring at you, just know that I'm making this calculation.
You're passing judgment.
Exactly. Yeah. So I decided.
Did you find anything positive for Robin?
I think that's a secret. We should wait until the Instagram takeover.
I'm imagining the plus and minus pros and cons T graph for Bob, and it's just like everything's just in the con side, the minus.
Your hands are one hand
yeah,
is up
like,
and one hand
like
is very down.
I just don't even know where you begin to offset. That
well, this
kind
is going to be really interesting because I just imagine such the opposite. We should play music though, and you know. Whose musical tastes are more interesting than others? Do you have something to kick us off? If not, I've got something.
You go ahead.
I'm not even going to tell you what this is. I'm going to play this. You may recognize it, but let's just do it. Dun, dun. It was late one night. I was counting on my stitches, laying by the side of the road. I was long time. It's hard to go home. Yeah, feeling like it's hard to go home. And in this dream, built it comes a Sherman, glowered at the foot of my bed.
Yeah.
I can't believe there was any doubt or question. Why did we even talk about what we were going to play at the top of the show when you were sitting on that?
I've been sitting on this since like February, wanting to play this piece of music. This music is...
I was going to say, it sounds like Colin Malloy, but...
It is.
Oh.
And it's from the new December record called I'll Be Your Girl.
That's right.
Which is just an incredibly great record. I mean, they make a string of really good records, and some I like more than others, but I always like them.
Yeah.
But this one, I'm over the moon about, and I've been wanting to play this song for a really long time.
Yeah. The fact that they have a little group of choir singers, children singing We All Die Young, is like so dark but also so funny at the same time.
And I think as I understand...
I burst out laughing when I heard that.
As I understand it, that idea came from John Congleton, who produced the music.
Oh, that is...
And it was a sort of a sick idea. The choir of about 10 children are either family members or friends of families and so forth that they gathered together, so they knew all the kids.
Right.
The narrator of the song at the top, he talks about laying by the side of the road and counting out his stitches, and then in the song it says, and in this dream, Bill Tecumseh Sherman, William Tecumseh Sherman from the Civil War, towers over the bed of the narrator and starts to talk about the horrors of war.
He would know.
Yeah. And that's where the idea for this song came, the idea that too many people, in fact, maybe everybody in some way, shape, or form dies too young, not realizing their goal, but certainly people.
Or even, as I was listening to it, I thought of it almost more like a symbolic death. Like, we all die young. There's that young, joyful part of us that we lose way too soon in our life as we grow older.
It's a good way to look at it, too. Mm-hmm. Love the song, The Decemberist, from the album I'll Be Your Girl.
I've got something actually that's going to work perfectly with that because it's a completely different tone, but it reminds me of roughly that same period, maybe early, mid-70s or so. Gary Glitter, I think, is the artist that reminded me of. But this is a band called Shy Boys. They're from the motherland, or as I call it, Kansas City. These are two brothers, Kyle and Colin Roush, and they have three other guys. They call them their lifelong best friends in the band, Connor Irvin, Kyle Little, and Ross Brown. They put out a debut record in 2014. They're back with a follow-up called Bell House, and it's named for this ratty old house that they all share together on Bell Street in Kansas City. I think you'll love this band. They are a great harmony band. And the song I want to play from their new record, Bell House, is called Evil Sin. And here is the main singer-songwriter, Colin Roush, talking about how the song Evil Sin came to be.
Evil Sin was more or less a melody for a long time that I had when I was driving the van on tour. And that's all it was for a long time, but it kept sticking in my head. And it had this spiritual quality to me. It reminded me of a hymn from when I was going to church, and I kind of latched onto that feeling. And when it came to write the songs for Bell House, I remember that melody and wanted to make something that felt spiritual in the way that the Beach Boys and the Zombies were writing spiritual music in the 60s for the pop world. And our bass player / drummer Connor wrote the lyrics for the record about a buddy of his who had essentially robbed him, actually, and they tried to patch things up, but there would never be that trust. You know, it's still an evil sin. If you want to be my friend, don't ever lie again, is what I sing at the end. And we just kind of let the song grow and roll over this idea, and it kind of becomes dark in a really beautiful way.
Something, but instead you gave me lies, told me something went awry, lips moving at the speed of light. Still an evil sin. If you want to be my friend, don't ever lie.
Shy Boys, the song Evil Sin from the record Bellhouse. Really have been enjoying this one, a nice surprise, a new discovery for me. I learned a lot about this band by reading a bio they have online that was written by Kevin Morby.
Oh, wow.
And Kevin Morby, turns out, is a big fan of theirs. This record, Bellhouse, is out August 3rd.
Do you remember the band Stories by chance?
Yeah.
Yeah, that reminded me of them. Maybe...
More dissonance or something in it, but yeah.
I had a date with a pretty ballerina.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I can hear that. I can see why your brain went there.
Wow. Win-win. He understood me. Mark that down. That doesn't happen a lot. Yeah,
I can see why Bob's brain went there.
That's what happens when you get to know someone for...
18 plus years.
Oh, it's scary.
We've been doing this.
Hi, Marissa.
Hello there.
Imagine that. Imagine knowing us for 18 plus years.
It's a real horror story, Bob. Wow.
Well, that was Marissa LaRusso with NPR Music.
Let's take a break.
What do you have for us today?
I have a song from a band called Of Love. They're a New England rock band. They write these kind of big, fuzzy rock and roll songs that you can drown in, which I love. And this song is from their sophomore album, which is coming out this summer, which is exciting because last we heard, we being fans of Love, they had broken up. They've broken up a couple times in their kind of 10-year run as a band. So I'm psyched that they're back. And the song is called Stick.
Ready for this?
I am, yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
like that.
Yeah, and I've got a quote from Steve Hartlett, who is the main songwriter and singer in Av Lov, and he said, "Stick is about finding out who your true friends are, staying true to yourself, and keeping it real. It's easy to let Facebook likes and Spotify numbers go to your head, but it's what you do with your real life that truly matters."
This is crazy because I have a band that's also back after kind of disappearing for a while with a sound that goes really well with that. And the song is about staying true to yourself and, you know, being true to who you are and remembering where your roots are.
Oh, I bet I know. It's Av Lov.
No. No. It is Av Lov. No, it's a band called An Horse.
You know, like A-N-D?
No, A-N, like a horse, but An Horse. An Horse.
It's really awkward.
That's perfect because I love horses.
Oh, see, the connections, this is like electricity is just crackling in the air in here right now. All right, let's take a break. An Horse is a group from Australia, this duo. Do you remember way back in the day we used to do this show called Second Stage where we had these great unknown bands? In 2008, I put An Horse on there. I think I just killed their career because then they largely disappeared. But they're back now after a really, really long time with new music. They have a new single out called Get Out Somehow. And I will let the singer, Kate Cooper is the singer in the band. She can tell you more about it. She starts off here talking about the town she grew up in, a coastal town in Australia called Surfer's Paradise.
It was strange in that it was very beach culture and bikinied and blonde and kind of gross, but for me I felt like a bit of an alien growing up there, and when I reflect on it now it's kind of strange to me that I even did grow up there and I turned out how I turned out, because I'm very different to most people that grew up there, I guess. But yeah, this song is about me reflecting on this notion of home and how I was really happy to have gotten away from the place, but it's still in my bones. And you know, I live now in Montreal, and in December in Montreal, I'm like, why did I leave the coast? Like, I should be home surfing right now. And despite being happy all year to have escaped it, and then I go home and I love it, but by the end of the visit, I'm like, okay, this is why I don't live here. So it's kind of like this notion of home and nostalgia and not being able to get the place you grew up in out of your bones.
See a similar theme there of, you know, remembering who you are and keeping staying true to your roots, but also who you want to be.
And that also small town stuff.
Oh, yeah. I think about that all the time, having grown up in a little farm town and moved to the big city out here on the East Coast. And whenever I go back for a visit, it's so quiet and calm. And I think, oh, why wouldn't I just spend the rest of my life here? But then I'm just crawling out of my skin by the third or fourth day, you know, and ready to get back here. But anyway, Ann Horse, the single, Get Out Somehow. No word on a full-length record yet, but great to have him back.
Great. And thank you, Marissa, for Oblav.
Thank you.
Now should we take that break?
Now.
Support for this NPR podcast and the following message come from Squarespace. If you're ready to start your new business, get your unique domain and create a beautiful website with help from Squarespace's 24/7 award-winning customer support. Head to squarespace.com/songs for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, use the offer code SONGS to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Think it, dream it, make it with Squarespace. Support also comes from Stitcher Premium, featuring Weird Al Yankovic from his recent, ridiculously self-indulgent, ill-advised vanity tour, where for the first time he played just his original songs. Enjoy 77 performances, each unique with a different set list, professionally mixed and mastered, and including Al's impromptu stage banter. Listen to Weird Al Yankovic now on Stitcher Premium. For a free month of Stitcher Premium, go to stitcherpremium.com/weirdal and use promo code SONGS.
I want to play something for you that came over the transom, so to speak. You know, just like he weaseled his way into a mailbox that nobody really knows about. And nice job.
The secret Bob Boylan mailbox that nobody...
Anyway, I got this this note from a fellow. His name's Tom Gallo. And a while back, Tom Gallo worked on a record with Kanye West and Malik Yusuf. And the music they made, it included John Legend and other stars in it. But they got shelved for copyright reasons. Never came out, right? Shortly after, Tom gave up music. He got married to his best friend, and life went on. And one night, he decided to buy a bunch of cheap recording gear. And over the course of a weekend, he made a record. Right?
Wow.
So good so far, right?
Yeah, this is a great story.
He takes that record and he sends it to Alex Summers, who's the fellow partner of Yanzi. And Alex is a producer and musician in his own right, and just produced Yanzi, a singer of Sigurosa and Sigurosa.
Right.
And Alex invites him to come to Iceland and record his music, right?
Wow.
Does that.
Okay.
So that's 2013. He makes an EP, puts it out. All's well and good. 2016 rolls along, and he wants to make a record of his own in his own way. And with just like a nylon string guitar and some whatever recording gear, nothing very special, makes this album. The record's called Tell Me the Ghost. This is what I get, right? Mm-hmm. But he takes that record and sends it off to a producer he really admires, Chad Blake. Chad Blake's a pretty famous producer. Tom Waits, U2, McCartney, Peter Gabriel, the Black Keys. And it's an endlessly long, wonderful line. And Chad takes this on as a, like, first heart, you know, for just to pet project. And then Tom Gallo sends this record to me. And I love it.
This is amazing.
I made it all up.
Okay, yeah.
No, so all of that's true. I'm going to play this song, the title track from Tom Gallo's record. It's called Tell Me the Ghost, and this song is, in fact, called Tell Me the Ghost. Thank you.
There's so many things that are remarkable to me about that story. You know, like, well, who just sends their music to a pretty high-level producer and expects them to actually do anything with it? But the fact that these producers in both cases actually listened and actually did something with it. I mean, that the chances of that, of all of that, I guess it helps that it sounds like it's a pretty great record. But still.
Yeah, still. I mean, even the best well-intentioned producers are often just too busy to take anything over the transom. I mean, how many pitches do you get in a day?
400.
Right. And
likewise. And that's not even an exaggeration.
But I the same. And yet I got his email, and of all of the ones that I chose to listen to, I chose to listen to it.
Yeah. Sometimes it's just dumb luck, but I don't know. Maybe there's some greater forces at work there.
Yeah, there was something that touched my heart about the note that was sent. It was simple. It wasn't, you know, the cover art, just that everything about it just said, yeah, spend a minute and listen to this.
God, I hope he didn't send it to me, too, and it's just like sitting in the bottom of a drawer somewhere. I'm going to feel like a real jerk.
The he here is Tom Gallo. The album, it's out. It's called Tell Me the Ghost. I thought you'd love that, too.
I really did love that. I wonder if that was a real thumb piano or if it was all MIDI or what.
You know, I was pretty sure that it was a acoustic, a nylon string guitar that is just muted.
Yeah,
and
you might
looped.
Be right. Yeah.
That's what I thought it was.
Oh, now I can hear a muted nylon string there. Yeah. Yeah, interesting. I've got one more thing I want to play, and it's from the band Bermuda Triangle, the band.
Oh.
This is a sort of a super-duper trio with Brittany Howard of Alabama Shakes, along with the singers Becca Mankari and Jesse Lafser. They formed almost a year ago to the month, and since then they've put out a couple of songs. There was a single called Rosie, another one they called Suzanne, and they're now back with their third song together.
Called Robin.
One that was written by Jesse Lafser, and it's called Till the End of Days. And this is a quote from Jesse. She says, "It's about friendship, it's about love, it's about the triangle. This one goes out to my past life brothers."
Maybe God, maybe God, maybe God does exist. 'Cause the way you look at me on mornings like this. Maybe God, maybe God, maybe God does exist. 'Cause the way that your hands feel to the end of day. Maybe God does exist. 'Cause the way you look at me on mornings like this. Maybe God, maybe God does exist. 'Cause the way that your hands feel till the end of day. Till the end. till the end of days, till the end of days, till the end of days.
Pretty beautiful.
That really was. I was expecting the belting Brittany Howard.
Not at all. Yeah. Although the whole time I was listening, I kept wondering what it's like to have a genuine talent, like all the three people in this band. I love this idea that maybe...
Would you, just a minute, Kat, when you are putting together this T-graph,
yeah, Bob.
Of me and Robin... Would you just think about what he just said about
what's it like
what it's like to have talent? Just okay.
Well, couldn't tell you.
Yeah,
I couldn't tell you. But I love what I love about this song is the idea that, you know, maybe God does exist, maybe heaven exists, but if they do, maybe it's in the smallest moments and gestures of life, the way someone's hand feels in yours, or you see it in the face of someone you love, what they sing about in the song. And I just love that idea. I love this new song.
Well, what it feels like to put one of those, what do they call them, invisible fences on your teeth? What do they call those things?
Invisalign. Yeah.
Invisalign. Yeah.
Never mind. They have only released these three songs, and they're just huge. They've been touring. They're selling out shows, and they haven't even put out a record yet, or I should say a full length or even an EP, which is really amazing.
What I love about that is there must just be a love and desire to just get out and do something, and not everything is product.
I think so.
And I don't mean that records are simply about product, but there is this thing that we don't deny, which is a group puts out a record, whether they like it or not, they're going on tour with that
right.
record.
I mean, first of all, it's the only way you make money anymore for a lot of artists. But yeah, I think shows continue to sell out, and it just proves how desperate people are for some sort of human connection in this digital, you know, age that we live in with music.
Which actually leads me exactly to where I wanted to get to in this show. And I walk in the door. We both walk in the door usually with songs to play, but we don't tell each other.
Yep.
I've been struggling because there's this thing on my mind that I just couldn't figure out how to do, and you just walked me right to the door.
As any great producer
that down,
would.
Kat, that he actually
does that
did something
cancel
useful.
Out the other? No.
No. It's just a. It's a
oh,
little
it's,
plus.
It's a T-graph.
Yeah.
So you got to have right. both columns. Yeah. Yeah.
So, I've been thinking. I was listening to this piece of music the other day. Right.
Be Jan Tiersen, maybe?
So this is an artist. His name's Hauschka.
Oh, yeah.
And Hauschka's a piano player. He's German. And I've noticed that I have been... this is, by the way, it's a soundtrack to a movie called Adrift. And the piece of music I'm playing is called Tammy Meets Richard. But I've been noticing I've been listening to a lot of German piano players without intent, there's the Nils Fromm, Madly Love.
Yeah, we just talked about this on the Best New Artist because you played...
Nicholas Poshberg is another.
Yeah.
Not another composer, different place, but Oliver Arnolds is
right.
another.
Yeah.
And I've just been in love with this just very beautiful, melodic, very atmospheric music. And then the other day we did the Rosé Wave show, right? Where Lars, Lindsay, and Marissa all came on and played music that incredibly big party music,
right.
happy to them music, celebratory music.
To a very specific person, yes.
But it made me think about the following, which is, what do you want from music? What do you want music to do? I think I'd love to ask people. And it's not like, what is it for your whole life? But right now, when you hear music, what do you want it to do? Do you want it to...
We should do a... We'll do a call out. We can build a show around this for sure.
That's great.
So do you have a piece of music that you want to go out on that just takes you away?
I do. And there's also a video that just went up this morning for this. This is a... It's a cut it's a little complicated, but it's called Music for Wooden Strings, the Translucent Remake. Singing on this, you'll hear Justin Vernon, and playing on it, S. Carey, from Bon Iver folks. And it's a song that had its origins back in 2013 with an instrumental piece that was designed by Bryce Dessner, Bryce of the International, right? And he designed these instruments that he then asked Aaron Sanchez to build. Aaron Sanchez is the fellow we know from Buke and Gase, one of the two Aarons in Buke and Gase.
Right.
He built these instruments they're called chord sticks. It's kind of a cross between an electric guitar and a hammered dulcimer. So it's percussive, but it's also chordal. And they play them with little number two pencils.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
So the group So Percussion performs this piece.
I'm still with you.
Yeah. And they've been performing for a while. And Justin Vernon, S. Carey, along with Bryce Dessner, took this instrumental thing that So Percussion have been playing, and they've taken it and then they put voice to it. They've remade it. So this is Music for Wood and Strings, the Translucent Remake is what I'm going to play for you. And the video of this that we put up today was put together by A. Noah Harrison, who is a former All Songs intern. You hear that, Kat? Awesome. Former
great
All
things,
Songs
great
intern.
Things can happen.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, see? So we expect within about a year, we expect to hear from you.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. So let me play this from S. Carey, Justin Vernon, Bryce Dessner, and So Percussion, and we'll go out on that. Thanks, Mitch Hilton. I hope you enjoy this.
Yeah, I'm sure I will. Thanks, Bob.
For NPR Music. Bye, Kat. It's All Songs Considered.